I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here on the Radio Sports Page with Blake Veenstra, Pella Christian High School graduate who is throwing for Iowa Hawkeye Community College, having a tremendous throwing career. Obviously, you were able to go out there and compete in the NCJAA Nationals this past spring. So first of all, let our listeners know what that experience has been like, jumping from the high school realm to be able to now throw in college and to be able to do so with some of the best athletes in the entire country.
It was sure a big adjustment, honestly, because in high school I was used to being – I was relatively bigger than everyone. I was stronger than everyone. I've been doing it for a lot longer. But then when you go to college, that's everybody's – that's all what they do too. I'm not the biggest person. I'm probably one of the smaller ones, and they're all used to it. So it took a lot to compete, especially I had to switch all my form up. I had to – fix that. I worked on more specific strength, and it just took a lot more than what I thought I was going to do to adjust to it, especially with the bigger implements too. It really took a toll, but then yeah, towards the end of the year it started going a lot better, which was nice. But
so at what point, and you and I obviously have covered you since you were in high school, at what point did you think you were going to be throwing in college, and when did that start really becoming reality for you? Because, in fact, you were one of the last interviews we did pre-COVID about you going to college, and you know, you made that decision a little bit later than your peers did. When did you really think about throwing in college seriously, and when did it come time for you to be a part of the Redhawks?
Honestly, because sophomore year, I wasn't that great at throwing. So junior year track, I really decided, I was like, okay, I'm going for track, especially since, well, football, I decided I was done with that because of my – so I'd like to have a brain by the time I'm 40. So I was like, I'm just going to hold off on that, and it's like, I'm just going to go for track. And then, yeah, I decided – oh, I don't exactly remember when, but it was probably, I'd say, the summer after my junior year. I was just like, this is exactly what I want to do. So I really started working hard at that. And yeah, it was during homecoming senior year, I decided, I want to go to Hawkeye. I was like, I'm going to text the coach right now, but I'm committing. I want to go. And so that's what I did.
And so now here you are, obviously, after your first season of college. And when I bring up the fact that our last conversation was pre-COVID, it was a college signing interview day that we did at Pella Christian High School. And you and I had talked a little bit after, I remember now, about, hey, well, if you have a season, really exciting, because you were going to be one of the top throwers in Class 2A coming in preseason. A bunch of seniors had graduated from the events that you placed top 10 in as a junior. Hindsight being what it is now, obviously disappointing you weren't able to do that. But how have you handled that situation, knowing that you very likely were going to compete for a state championship? And how have you kind of processed that going into college to say that, hey, you know, everyone missed that opportunity, sure, but I'm guessing it's been something that's been somewhat difficult for you.
How I handle it is more as like, I still had a chance to compete. There's people that don't get to go to college for sports. Their sports were absolutely over. They don't get a chance. It's like, I still get a chance. I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to make the best of it. And that helped me through it a lot, especially since I was like, yeah, I could have won state, but at least I still have 4, maybe 5 more years if I won it. So.
Well, and what has that process been like transitioning then? You touched on a little bit about being, you know, when you're at the state meet and you're one of the top guys in the state, to everybody that's on your team right now was one of the best throwers in their respective state, or at least their respective conference. What has that transition been like for you going into a room with a lot of guys who were similar to you in high school? And what has that been like for you learning-wise to be able to be around, you know, peers everywhere now, as opposed to maybe being one of those top guys?
Yeah, well, I'm actually the only male thrower on my team.
Okay.
But going to track meets, I just had to kind of switch my mindset. I kind of had to start giving myself a little bit more confidence. High school, I always beat up on myself, being like, but now it's like, give yourself more confidence. Come on. It's the only way you're going to win if you do it. And I feel like confidence is a big, big thing in sports. So that helped me out a lot.
And I know that it wasn't 100% normal, but what was this spring in particular like for you, being able to compete at some of these huge events with, as you told me, not just those that are in the NCJAA, but certainly Division III NCAA, Division II NCAA, even some D1 athletes, those from the NAIA. What was it like for you to be able to compete in all these different events against some of the elite throwers, not only just in your state, but in the entire country?
It was a pretty big relief, honestly. The first couple of meets, I wasn't so worried about the winning aspect. It was kind of just I'm happy I'm throwing again. The sport that I love to do, it's a relief that I can actually get back and doing it. And I'm, everybody else out there was the same exact way. It was just mess around, happy. We're having fun. We're actually doing this. So.
Well, and now, at what point did you realize that you were going to become, you know, you have a shot at nationals? Explain it to me, because I wasn't able to follow along too much because we have all of our spring sports going on here. But what point or what meet was it like, okay, I can get to nationals and I can have a chance to be what you were and ultimately an All-American?
Well, indoor season, I was like one meet, I was 2 inches off of qualifying for nationals. And then it's okay, maybe I can do something with it. And then I qualified the next meet. I wasn't rated that high. I didn't do very good indoors. But then outdoors, then it started going up. I was over 50 foot. I got 52. And then for discus, I got over 160. I was like, okay, I can actually do something in this. And then it just started clicking. It all started going a lot better. So.
Well, and obviously throwing, it can be a very particular sport. And like you said, you know, you said you're off by 2 inches, but that could be a mountain for some guys and all those things in development, especially for you not having competed for nearly 2 years in terms of a competitive meet. What was it like for you to get back to competition and at that same time try to still focus on improvement, knowing that you had no one had, but you in particular hadn't competed for 2 years? What was that transition like for you?
Oh, I don't know. It was just I had the mindset of like exactly what you said. It was just kind of nobody else has done it either. So if you suck, probably everybody else is not going to do so great either. So just go out there and do your best. Like my grandma always says, if you do your best, that's all that matters. And at that point in time, early in the season, that's all that really did matter. So.
Well, we're here with Blake Veach here. We're talking about his career in college after graduating from Pella Christian now 2 years ago, or I guess a year ago, but competing last in the spring 2 years ago. So you're now an All-American, obviously, and you've had to learn the hammer throw on top of shot put and discus, which you had done in high school. What does that transition like look like now that you have a year under your belt, and what's going forward kind of your mentality and plan, knowing that, especially in the junior college realm, it's usually 2 years and then the next thing. How do you start kind of formulating what this next year looks like for you?
Well, now I actually have, like, set goals that I really want to hit just to make sure that I can get to the next level. And I don't know, just hitting those, that'll be a process for sure. But yeah, it's pretty much, I'm just setting those goals right now. I'm just working in the weight room a lot this summer. My coach really wanted me to get a lot bigger frame, especially he's like, he said I was too skinny to do it. And I'm like, okay. And then, so I just got to get a little bit bigger. And then we got to hit the 180, 185, maybe 190. And that'll help out a lot. So.
Well, and for you, you kind of talked about that, you know, having to get ready to be able to take that jump to whatever the next level is. What does the recruitment process look like, or what have you learned about that from JUCO to whatever level division school that might end up being for you? Obviously, I'm sure you'd be happy to compete anywhere, but what does that process look like almost going through a second recruitment phase where I know a lot of your peers at Pella Christian in particular went through that in high school? What's it like going through it now in college, and how does that kind of shape what your future looks like, not only competitively this season, but the things that you want to accomplish, maybe those final 2 years of eligibility?
Well, in high school, I just had to, like, I was expecting that if you threw well, they're going to come to you. That's not always the case. I had to reach out a little bit, and then some still did come in, but now the people that recruited you in high school still want you because, yeah, you still have more eligibility afterwards, so you keep in contact with them. So it's a little bit different. It's not a ton, but the learning about it, I don't know. They'll push pretty hard. If they want you, they'll push and say, they'll feed you what you want in your ear. And yeah, you just always kind of got to process what they're saying to make sure I actually mean it. So.
Right. Well, and obviously, I'm sure you'll see them at competitions again, and that will be something coming up in the spring. I did want to ask you another question about a current Veacher who's coming through, and he had a great first season of competition at Pella Christian, a state qualifier in throwing, and was able to make some impact in varsity sports, in particular this summer as baseball, as a bullpen pitcher. Your younger brother, Trevor, what's that been like for you now, being kind of removed from high school, but at the same time, your family's all still here in the area, you've still got a PC family, and what's it like watching him grow through the same programs that you played in when you were in high school just a few years ago?
It's pretty nice, actually, especially because, like, he has a good work ethic, and we support him through that, especially since sometimes he doesn't really want to go in, especially when he gets back at like 11 o'clock from a baseball game. We're like, you got football this fall, dude. You gotta wake up. You gotta lift. And he just pushes through that, and yeah, finally come to realization. He's always said that he's a better athlete than me, and I'm like, not until you beat me. And now I'm starting to realize, oh, you're gonna beat me, aren't you? And yeah, we're all proud of him in our family, especially because he doesn't really brag about his sports. He just quiet. He'll do it, walk off. That's all. That's what we like to see. We don't like people. If you're loud when you throw, you have a good throw, you walk off. It's like, do what you're supposed to do. If you do something good, don't be cocky about it. Just do, that's what you're supposed to do. It's not anything special.
Well, and I imagine it was a really great moment for you to see him be able to qualify for state. Obviously, a meet that meant a lot to you as a junior. And now that you're a thrower in college, I'm sure that means a lot for you. How excited are you for this upcoming year to see him be a part of, you know, what could be a very good football team, and obviously everything else that he does throughout the year, including track and baseball and so on. And at the same time for you, focus on what you're doing in your next step. How I imagine this is just going to be a very exciting year for you.
Yeah, for him, it's just exciting because, like, he played varsity last year as a freshman, and it's like, now you just got to take a next step, and it's exciting to see him take the next step, because that's when you really start hitting your jumps. Is from freshman to sophomore, you ease into it as a freshman, then sophomore you start hitting that really hard. It's exciting to see what he does, and we'll probably be comparing numbers quite a bit, and like we always did this year. And so hopefully he can start hitting big numbers in every sport: football, baseball, track, and basketball. So
awesome. Well, this is Blake Veenstra. He's a sophomore coming up at Hawkeye Community College, and he will be throwing again after qualifying in the NJCAA Nationals this past year and competing in three events with top 15 finishes. Appreciate your time, Blake. It's good to catch up with you. Excited to see what you're able to do, what Trevor's able to do, and all the above, and look forward to catching up again sometime down the road.
Thank you.